This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.
This is the Dunedin Chinese Culture Show. 欢迎收听 Dunedin 中国文化秀。
Welcome back to the show. My name is Racy. Today on the show, we have got a visitor, a guest. His name is Michael. Michael Hu. We would like to know a little bit more about him, so I'll get him to introduce himself so that we know him, and he might be on the show more often in the future. So let's see what Michael says about himself.
Hello, everyone. My name is Michael Hu. 我中文的名字是叫胡伟。我是今年两月份到新西兰的。来这里主要的原因是和我的家人团聚。然后到现在我已经来了六月的时间。在来新西兰之前我在上海工作是做水务处理的water and wastewater treatment. I have been working in this industry for 24 years. I'm quite specialized in industrial wastewater treatment. I came to New Zealand mainly to join my family in Dunedin because my wife and my daughter living here. Since February, I have been here for almost 6 months. I'm very happy to be here with Racy and our other Chinese community. Thank you.
Yeah, so Michael, how has it been? Have you been to the Saturday market and everywhere in Dunedin, been to the tourist areas in Dunedin? Have you been to any of those places yet?
Oh, yes, I have been in many nice places, yeah. For me, Dunedin is a very attractive, very beautiful and a friendly city. 我用中文讲吧。Dunedin 对我来说，我非常喜欢这边。我以前是作为旅游者来过很短暂的一两次。那么这次来呢，我有更深的体会。我非常喜欢丹尼丁。那第一呢，是它是一个非常漂亮的一个港湾城市。第二个，这边的人呢非常的友好。第三个，这边的文化是非常多元的。然后各方面我都非常喜欢。
是啊，那丹尼丁确实适合居住，然后呢孩子和老婆家人都在这边挺长时间了，那你现在能够团聚是真的很好。然后呢你最近也是非常大力的支持我们那个丹尼丁老年协会，我们非常非常的感激，然后希望之后呢我们可以多多的合作，然后你可以就是多多帮忙，然后帮助这些老年协会的老年朋友们都就是更多的融入丹尼丁的生活还有沟通，反正就是帮他们参加活动啊，就是带他们去啊，然后作为一个中间人吧，因为毕竟语言是他们比较没有那么擅长的那个事情，然后我们一般都是希望可以帮助到老年协会更加的融入这个城市。 So Michael has been doing a lot of work with the Dunedin Senior Chinese Association. We really really appreciate his help as he has been helping us with like transporting the senior members and like organizing events and helping out everywhere where needed, and especially being the translator of the event as well. It's good to have two of us helping them out because then get more things done, and sometimes it's quite hard to reach me, and sometimes when Michael has time he'll take on and help them out as well. I really really do appreciate his help. So Michael, tell us about that event that happened on the 13th of September for the Dunedin Senior Chinese Association. It was a great event. A lot of planning went in, so planning was about 2 to 3 months and everything planned out. And what did you think about that event?
我觉得这个活动搞得非常非常的成功。首先我要感谢一下 Racy 和老年协会的这个主席让我有更多的机会参与这个丹尼丁老年华人老年协会的活动。那我觉得呢，老年协会呢，它在这个文化交流和老有所乐方面起了很重要的作用，所以我非常高兴有机会能参与这个活动的一些事情，能做一些事情。这是9月13号举行的这个中秋季国庆的这个大型表演活动，我觉得非常成功，因为老年协会成员包括各位嘉宾还有这些主持人呐、表演者花了大量的时间，刚才瑞士讲的确实花了两三个月时间去提前做准备，包括前面的策划安排节目彩排训练寻找场地还有所有的组织一些活动Racy 还有他的同事在里面做了大量的工作结果是非常满意的我记得那天几乎是所有的座位都坐满了，然后表演也非常成功表演的节目呢不光有中国传统的歌舞，而且有邀请了很多local Kiwi 的他一些哈卡还有一些铜管乐队舞蹈现代舞蹈歌剧表演形式多姿多彩丰富而且水平表演的非常高大家观众反馈的信息都非常好非常满意然后期待他们都期待还有明年或者接下来还有更多的表演谢谢。
Yeah, so the event went really well and we had so many people attending and we appreciate your attendance. Thank you very much for coming and supporting our event. It was a very colorful event and we had the mayor as well came to talk and then we had a lot of visitors as well and we're really grateful for the performance as well. So we had groups from the, of course, our own Dunedin Senior Chinese Associations. We put on quite a few programs that day. And we also had the Lion Dance, which is always the hot program for us. And the Hakka from the Columba College and Moscow Brass Band. We appreciate them. This year they had so many people as well. And it was really, really great. And the kids from the Abbotsford Kindergarten. And oh, we had the three dancers from the Bennett School of Ballet and Jazz. We appreciate them. They have been attending our events for 3 to 4 years now, I think. And every year it's just different dancers, which is so great. And also this year we had the new programs where it's the PhD students from the university, Yan Ling Sun and also Zhang Rong, they did the recital and it's what's quite interesting. And it's the Dunedin Tai Chi as well that we had. So we actually did have quite a few hours of performances. And if you were not there and you are interested in looking at the video that we have, it might be ready soon this week. So do drop us a line in the Dunedin Senior Chinese Association Facebook. We might be able to share the video with you or there will be some short clips going on to the Facebook as well that you will be interested in watching. And if you are interested in performing maybe next year or upcoming events that we've got, definitely do get in touch with us. We have got the Facebook that is managed by Wadey. And also when you message her, she will use the translation and then forward it to us, Michael and myself. So we are able to get back to you. Or even if you contact OAR to get in touch with us, that's totally fine as well. We are quite easy to be reached and happy to work with you as well on any events. So, Michael, I think we have got also another event in September that is in the Mount Street Rest Home. Would you like to tell us a little bit of that one as well?
Oh, 是的，前些天老年协会的那个韦蒂和 Racy 跟我沟通说下周9月23号要去健康活动中心嘛老年活动中心进行表演和慰问和进行文化交流到时候我们会组织一个小型的这个乐队前往那边去进行交流和表演我觉得这也是一个非常有意义要做的事情当地的这个社团当地的community 进行更好的沟通和交流
Yeah, so on the 23rd of September, the senior association's members will be also went to Mount Street Rest Home to do a performance. This is not their first time doing performances at the rest home. It's kind of good because, I mean, it's always good to bring laughter and smiles to other people as well. So it's always entertaining. And we do open to contacts like that. So if you are interested in getting the senior members to perform at your place or just come around and have a chat with you or like do a Chinese culture exchange or like sometimes like what we did previously with the Brockville Community House, not Community House, the Community Connect. I think it's called Brockville Community Connect. What we did there was because Brockville Community had every Tuesday they have events there. So we went up there and did a dumpling session. So we taught them how to make dumplings from scratch, so like flour, water, salt kind of thing, make the dumpling skin, and then how to make the filling for the dumpling, and then how to cook it. And then, of course, we ate it too. So that's kind of a good activity as a cultural exchange. If you are wanting any of these events or Chinese cultural exchange kind of events, do get in touch with us, and we are happy to support. So I'm not too sure what's going to happen in October yet. Sometimes things just happen like, you know, 2 weeks in advance kind of thing. So I'm open to connects, and if you are interested in getting to know us, our Dunedin Senior Chinese Association of Facebook is available, and get in touch with us. Is there anything else you wanted to share, Michael, with us on the session? Is there anything you wanted to say on?
那么我最后想再表达一下，就是我到丹尼丁来，得到当地的这个很多同事、朋友啊 ，local KB 的一些帮助啊、还有我们华人社团社区的这个朋友的们支持。我使得我很快融入了这个大家庭。那因为他这个大家庭是一个跨文化跨区的这样的一个兼容包容的这样的一个社区，所以我觉得非常荣幸能成为其中的一份子。我希望我将来能有更多的机会为这个社区，为文化交流，为中国文化元素啊做一些贡献。
Yeah, thank you very much, Michael, for being on the show with us. And we do love to have you, and we hope we can have you more often on the show as well. And we will be working together a lot and doing more things in Dunedin. Well, Michael's involvement in the Dunedin community is getting a lot more, which is great. He's only been here for 6 months, but he's actually done quite a bit. So that is actually quite interesting and great. Like, we love it. And also, spring is here and flowers are out. Hopefully everyone enjoys the beautiful flowers, and we will be in touch on our next show.
感谢收听丹尼丁中国文化秀，期待下期节目再见。
Thank you for listening to the Dunedin Chinese Culture Show. We look forward to having you with us again on our next show. If you would like to listen to our past shows or other OAR programs, head to our podcast on oar.org.nz or stay with us live on FM 105.4 or on AM 1575. Have a great day.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.